5813, which is an application of Conoco for an order certifying the Dickinson Heath Sand Unit, which is in Stark County, as a qualifying secondary recovery project for the purpose of acquiring the tax exemptions or reductions provided for in Chapter 5751.1. All parties wishing to be heard in this case, please come forward.
May it please the examiner, Lawrence Bender, P.O. Box 400, Bismarck, North Dakota, appearing in this matter, case number 5813, on behalf of Conoco Inc. We'll have one witness who is ready to be sworn at this time.
Promise to tell the truth in this hearing?
Yes.
Thank you.
Ken, would you state your name for the record, please? Spell your last name.
My name is Ken Darie. That's D-A-R-A-I-E.
By whom are you employed?
By Conoco Oil Company.
In what capacity?
As a staff engineer.
And in that capacity, have you had an opportunity on previous occasions to testify before the North Dakota Industrial Commission?
Yes, I have.
And have you had your qualifications accepted as that of an expert?
Yes, I have.
In preparation for today's hearing, have you made a thorough study and review of all the pertinent matters that are under discussion here today?
Yes, I have.
And have you prepared or had prepared under your control and supervision certain exhibits that you intend to sponsor?
Yes, I have.
Satisfied yourself as to the accuracy of those exhibits?
Yes, I have.
Offer the further testimony of this witness as that of an expert?
Motion granted.
Ken, let's turn first to what's been marked as Exhibit Number 1. Can you identify that exhibit, please?
Yes, it is a locator map of the Dickinson Heath Sand Unit in Stark County, North Dakota. It's outlined in a dash line. The arrow in the southwest quarter points to a proposed well that we'll discuss today. This unit was established in late 1972, and injection began in '73. A total of 73 wells were drilled in this unit, of which 22 current producers exist and 11 injection wells exist.
And in preparation for today's hearing, have you studied the production history for the Dickinson Heath Sand Unit?
Yes, I have.
Could you then briefly highlight for the commission the history of the Dickinson Sand Unit?
Yes, I will. That's Exhibit Number 2.
Okay, let's go to that exhibit.
It's a plot of the production for the unit, oil, gas, and water, as of 1973. And the current gas rate is at or below 100 MCF per day. The oil is 634 barrels of oil per day, and the water is at about 7,000 barrels per day. I'd like to bring your attention to one point. The decline rate on the oil production since about 1987 through '91 is noticeably shallower than '91 to present, and we'll discuss this here in a moment.
In other words, you're seeing a steeper decline in the last year than you had seen prior to that?
That's right, and it's been a cause for concern.
Okay. Let's go on to the next exhibit, Exhibit 3. Can you identify that exhibit?
Exhibit 3 highlights the last 2.5 years of production, and as you can see, the decline rate for the last 2.5 years has been about just under 17%. At the current production decline, the remaining reserves are 566,000 barrels, yielding an ultimate recovery from the unit of about 25.5 million barrels.
Okay, let's go on to the next exhibit, Ken.
Exhibit Number 4 is is the same as Exhibit Number 3, with an addition of impact of a proposed well, which would be the sand unit, Dickinson Unit Number 78. What we hope to do here is drill this well and, of course, to recover some incremental oil and possibly affect the decline rate of the oil production.
I'm sorry, did you have something on you?
No.
Okay, so in other words, Ken, Conoco has been somewhat alarmed by the increase in the decline in the Dickinson Heath Unit, is that correct?
That's correct.
And as a result of that, they're attempting to arrest that sharper decline by instituting a new project, is that correct?
That's exactly correct.
And that new project is what?
Is drilling of the Dickinson Heath Sand Unit Well Number 78. And there are some other projects we'll discuss in the next exhibit to try to enhance that even more.
Well, let's go on to the next exhibit, which is Exhibit 5.
It's really a summary of of everything we've talked about. The annual decline rate from 1987 to 91 has been 13.7%. The decline rate since 1991 has been nearly 17%. The remaining reserves under current conditions is 566,000 barrels of oil. And with the implementation of the new project, i.e. drilling of well 78, we hope it will be something like 650,000 barrels of oil for an incremental recovery or additional recovery of 74,000 barrels. As I mentioned, there are some projects we'd like to do as well to enhance the performance, and there are briefly reallocation of injection volumes, altering injection production profiles by polymer, and resizing of injection and production facilities. We hope that these, in combination with the drilling of the well and hopefully a tax incentive, will help both the economic life of the unit and improve the decline rate of the oil production and ultimately improve profitability of the unit altogether.
Would this additional estimated recovery of approximately 74,000 barrels be realized but for Conoco's attempt to institute a new project drilling this additional well?
Yes, it's pretty obvious that it'll be a marginal project. 74,000 barrels is not a great deal of oil to justify drilling, but yes, we feel like it's a viable project.
But you won't realize the 74,000 barrels unless you drill that additional well, is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And what are the estimated costs of the new project?
Drilling of the well, we estimate about 800,000 barrels, and the supplemental projects in the order of $100,000.
You said?
Dollars, I'm sorry, not barrels.
Okay. Ken, in your opinion, would Conoco be attempting to implement this new project if there weren't any tax incentives?
Well, as I mentioned before, it's marginal, and of course, every bit of incentive helps.
That's all the testimony I have for this witness. We would offer exhibits 1 through 5.
Exhibits are received. Any questions?
I have a couple questions.
Yes.
The 74,000 additional recovery does not include the additional recovery you'll get from your reallocation of injection, resizing injection facilities, the supplemental projects.
That's correct. Those
so
are
you will get additional oil besides the 74,000 if you initiate these programs?
Well, we hope so. It's unknown at this point.
Is there a possibility that you will look at additional work in the unit beyond this if you're successful?
Possibly. I haven't identified those. But,
okay. But they're not.
Sure.
The second thing is on the decline. Of course, we're going to have to run the decline on our software
Sure.
pursuant to how we feel the curve fits the statute. So I suppose if you're recommending a starting point for running the curve, it looks like in one case it would be the beginning of 1987, and in the other case maybe the beginning of about halfway through 91, and a third case would be very short and probably wouldn't be viable the beginning of or the end of 92. We'll look at that curve with our numbers and see what we come up with.
That's exactly what I did, and
okay.
I'm sure it'll be similar.
Ken, when you say you're going to reallocate some injection volumes, are you planning on resizing your injection facilities so you can inject at higher pressures, or are you just going to reallocate some of the water?
A bit of both. Reallocate the water to some wells and resize injection to reduce costs primarily.
Okay, and are you going to have any more makeup water, or are you planning on injecting the same volumes that you have?
That I don't know, Bruce. Certainly all of the produced water. I'm not sure about the makeup water.
Okay, thank you.
One further question. It appears on this decline curve exhibit number 2 that the production was relatively flat from, say, November of 91 to maybe October of 92. Was there a reason for that?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
pursuant to the rules and statutes. This is the curve.
With the reallocations of injection volumes, I mean, did you say that the pressure, you were going to be increasing the pressure, but injection pressure?
Changing the amount that you inject in various wells. It involves just simply studying the flood and deciding perhaps we're putting too much over here and not enough over here and so forth. Just reallocating the injection. Is that clear?
I'm just wondering whether you have a limit on your present injection pressure.
Oh, I see.
As far as the UICM program is concerned.
Oh, that...
Yes. Ken, I probably missed this. Maybe you went over this, but maybe to clarify it for me here. Okay, you said the annual decline rate from 87 to 91 was 13.7%, and then the annual decline rate thereafter from 91 to the present is 16.9%. A marked change there. And what did you attribute that change to? Or?
I don't really know. It's difficult to point the finger at any one particular thing. You know, as you can tell by the number of wells drilled, number of wells active, there's a great deal of problem with corrosion, casing collapse, and so forth.
That's what I was wondering, if there was a difference in the amount of, or the number of wells producing during that time period.
Well, no, it's actually been quite stable in the last few years. It's difficult to say, Jim. We have these projects, hopefully will shed some light. If we can affect something, change the decline rate, get the rates back up somehow, it'll tell a lot about why.
Thank you.
Ken, why was this particular location chosen? There seems to be quite a few wells right in and around there.
There's a well, an offset well that we recently lost.
Okay, so this is a
It helps replace, it fits in.
Okay, thank you.
I don't know whether Jim asked you or not, but you show a change in the decline rate after 91. What was your average annual injection or average monthly injection before 91, and what was it after 91?
I'm sorry, I don't have that information with me, the injection
volume. Did that cause a change in your decline to decrease the volume of injection?
If you decrease the volume of injection?
After 91.
Possibly. It depends on a number of things. If you have premature water breakthrough and you're simply cycling water through a particular well, you shut that well in, you might not affect the decline of the unit at all. It all depends. If it was water that was effectively flooding and removing or you know, helping with the recovery of the oil, yes, it would. If it was water that you were simply cycling through the system and paying for, didn't contribute, shutting that off wouldn't necessarily affect the decline rate. But I don't have the volumes to show you that.
Thank you.
Sure.
Anything further on 5813? Exhibits are received. That concludes the hearing. We'll go to case 5814. Is also an application of Conoco. This is for an order amending the field rules for the Cinnamon Creek Bakken Pool so as to create and establish a 640-acre spacing unit.